What if cats and dogs didn't exist? What if you cannot swim in a lake anymore because it is destroyed by climate change? Today we discuss the duty to remember nature. Can we remember them all? We will discuss various perspectives from four of our guests. Firstly, we start with Valeria. What do you think of remembering nature in the context of climate change, which is caused by humans?
Absolutely. I do believe that we as humans have the duty to remember nature, mainly because we have caused most damage to the ecosystem. Climate change is not a natural phenomenon. It's a crisis of our own making. Since the Industrial Revolution, human activities like burning fossil fuels, deforestation, and overproduction have driven global temperatures higher and caused devastating consequences like extreme weather, ocean acidification, biodiversity loss, collapsing ecosystems, and so on. These problems aren't natural. They are the direct results of systems built on extractivism and exploitation. Take coral reefs, for example. Right now, around 80% of the world's coral reefs are bleached, and many other natural ecosystems are on the brink of collapse. A recent study from 2024 indicated that 44% of the remaining 819 warm water coral reef species are at a risk of extinction due to projected future warming and other threats from human activities. Or, for example, all the amphibians species in South America, Australia, and New Zealand that are endangered due to the sudden changes in the weather patterns. All these events aren't isolated. They are symptoms of a disrupted climate system caused by human activity. Therefore, if we ask ourselves if we have a duty to remember nature, I will say yes, no doubt. Remembering loss is a moral act. Jeffrey Bloodstein reminds us that memory is tied to responsibility. By acknowledging the destruction of nature, we validate ecological grief and challenge harmful beliefs. Forgetting risks repeating the same mistakes.
Thank you for your input. Now we move on to Anna. What do you think about it, considering that nature also changes in itself?
When we talk about climate change, we often frame it exclusively as destruction caused by humans. But we tend to forget that change itself is a natural part of life on Earth. Species have been going extinct for millions of years, long before humans even existed. Continents shifted, oceans formed and dried out, entire ecosystems disappeared while new ones emerged. None of this was intrinsically good or bad, it simply was. In this sense, change is neutral. Even today, the Earth continues to change, and yes, human activity plays a role. But not every transformation is automatically destruction. Perhaps it's a mistake to remember nature as something fixed, as something that could be preserved, exactly as it once was. If we look at the long history of the planet, we see that transformation is the rule, not the exception. So, instead of only mourning what is lost, we might learn to also recognize the creative side of change, the potential for new life forms, for adoption, for resilience. Remembrance in the context of climate change doesn't only mean grieving the past, but also acknowledging that nature has always been dynamic. And in that light, not all change is a tragedy. Some of it is simply part of the ongoing story of the Earth. Recognizing this doesn't mean ignoring human responsibility, but it invites us to approach the climate change conversation with more nuance. Not everything that changes is destroyed, and not everything that disappears is unnatural. To remember nature, honestly, is to remember its movement, its complexity, and its constant transformation.
Thank you for your input. What do you think, Maya? Do you think we have a duty to remember them all?
Yes, we do, because remembering is not just about the past. It's about learning from it so we don't repeat the same mistakes. Every natural resource we consume, such as water, trees, oils, minerals, comes at a cost. Often that cost is invisible to us. For example, large-scale deforestation in regions such as the Amazon is frequently connected to global demand for products like beef, soy, and timber. These products may appear far removed from their environmental origins, yet remembering these connections can help us better understand the broader ecological impact of everyday choices. Even digital technologies, which feel intangible, rely heavily on physical resources. Smartphones and electric vehicles require rare earth minerals, often extracted through environmentally invasive mining processes. These realities are frequently forgotten once the final product reaches consumers. Remembering nature in this context means becoming more conscious of the origins, impacts, and consequences of our consumption. It does not require perfect knowledge of everyday detail, but rather a willingness to reflect critically on the systems we participate in. So can we remember them all? Maybe not every tree, not every animal, or every drop of water we've lost, but we can remember enough to change and to try to change the circle of destruction.
Thank you, Maya. Now we move on to the next question. Then how do we choose species to remember? We have here Zorka with us. What is your perspective on this?
Remembering keystone species which have huge ecological significance is important since these play a crucial role in their ecosystem and therefore in our lives as well. The absence of these species disrupts entire food chains and ecosystems, therefore it has the most serious and unmanageable consequences. Remembering these is a reminder of how interconnected our nature is, that everything has its own role in sustaining life on Earth. It also highlights the dependence of humans on other species in nature. The loss of these animals also stresses the disastrous consequences of human behaviors and the fact that human actions can easily destroy and eradicate entire ecosystems. But choosing which species to remember requires a much more nuanced approach. Michaela Mihai and Matthias Thaler offer a great analysis concerning environmental commemoration practices in their article called Environmental Commemoration, Guiding Principles and Real-World Cases. They are proposing 5 guiding principles which might help in choosing which species to remember. The first, multi-species justice. It acknowledges the intrinsic value of all life, not just those which have utility and necessity concerning the human interest. This helps remembering species which are usually overlooked. Moreover, this takes into account more than human beings, such as animals, plants, rivers as well. Responsibility. It highlights the importance of taking responsibility for those species whose extinction was caused by human activities, for example, by industrialization, colonialism, destruction of ecosystems, overfishing, environmental pollution, or deforestation. Pluralism. This focuses on the diversity of species across several ecosystems, including plants and animals. It shows that remembrance and ecological grief are not only about animals, but other creatures as well. Dynamism. It emphasizes the need of paying attention to the emergence of new losses and new patterns of responsibility taking. This facilitates cross-cultural and transgenerational exchange of practices, learning from each other so that commemoration can be flexible and can be changed over time as well. And the last one is anti-closure. This incorporates the fighting of ongoing destruction. Furthermore, it highlights the urgency of taking into consideration the ethical and emotional questions concerning the extinction of species, so that we can take action against disastrous processes in the future. Commemorating environmental loss is important to handle the current ecological crisis. For this reason, commemoration should widen our sense of justice beyond the human victims of ecological crisis.
A huge thanks to our guests today. We learned that it is important to have different perspectives on a duty to remember nature. Can we remember them all? This was our question for today. As we close, my question to you is, what do you feel a duty to remember in nature? Can it be or should it be preserved? Or should we let nature run its course while us as a society continue our daily lives? Thank you for listening.